Yale student, my peers suffer from protester derangement syndrome. By Tom Sikata on October 3, 2019. A Yale student penned a column for the New York Post this week, accusing his leftist peers of suffering from protester derangement syndrome. Yale senior Esteban Elizondo penned a column for the New York Post last week, accusing his leftist peers of having protester derangement syndrome. Elizondo accuses his peers, for example, of having an irrational fervor for the censoring of politically incorrect art. Breitbart News reported in August that Yale has continued to censor a piece of artwork on campus that depicts the conflict between early American settlers and a Native American. Officials at Yale had previously moved to modify the artwork to remove the settler's musket. Elizondo claims that his peers, although they are live lavishly at Yale, behave as if they were members of an oppressed religious cult. Yale students enjoy luxuries akin to European aristocracy. Students live in resort-style housing that includes lavish feasts, massage parlors and recreational spaces that boast everything from a printing press to a pottery studio. However, Yale students afflicted with PTS displayed derangement symptoms similar to an oppressed religious cult. They refuse to interact with the world around them. They have demanded the buildings be renamed. They support the desecration of art. They sanitize history by demanding professors exclude certain authors from syllabi. Elizondo compares protester derangement syndrome to chickenpox in that it only flares up during periods of the academic year in which students have little to do. He then referenced an infamous encounter between Yale professor Nicholas Christakis and a leftist student activist. The student screamed at Christakis because his wife, also a Yale professor, had argued against the existence of official university guidelines on acceptable Halloween costumes. Perhaps luckily for the non-afflicted population, PDS is similar to chickenpox, it usually lies dormant for a while. Generally, symptoms only flare up during low-intensity academic periods when students have little else to do. The hunger strike began during Dead Week, the last week of classes before reading period, and the time when dozens of Yale students mobbed and verbally assaulted a tenured professor, leading to his and his wife's resignation in 2016, occurred during Halloween, one of the least stressful times at Yale. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.